Academic Aesthetic for Tuesday, August 14th, 2007. I'm Rasmus the Art Guy, and I'm down to 1,933 unread blog entries in the education section of my BlogLines account. There's more in the other sections. Oh well. At least my podcasts are down to over 9 gigabytes. I'm the type of person that doesn't want to just mark them red or delete them. I feel that I need to read them because somebody took the time to write them, or listen to them because somebody took the time to record them. That just makes it slow going. But I'm plowing on through. It's just that none of you are allowed to podcast until I'm caught up. You can start again in October. No, really. I'm sure. Maybe. But never mind. Today's podcast is all about an email that I received somewhat recently. Truth is, I didn't notice when I first got it because, as has been previously mentioned in my Twitter account and other places, I fell off the surface of the earth. I was sort of incommunicado from almost everything. And as I was going through my email yesterday, I found this one. Now, I'm not going to mention the name of the company yet, but there is a company that contacted me and offered to be a sponsor for one of their academic products. I mention that it's an academic product because if it wasn't, I wouldn't even be considering it. I have heard of this company before. I have pretty much only heard about them through other podcasters and through bloggers, and all of them were educators as well. And I've only heard good things about them. However, it would be a sponsor. And I know in the educational field there's a lot of mixed feelings about advertising. Outside the educational field, some people have mixed feelings about it. Leo Laporte, for example, when he first started Twit, This Week in Tech, not the insult, he had this grand idea that it would be totally listener-supported through donations and they'd never need any advertising. That deal sort of fell through. They still are heavily supported by listeners, but if it wasn't for AOL Radio, they would never make the bandwidth costs because they're just too darn popular. And he does accept advertising, but he only accepts it from products he's used. I haven't used this product yet, although, to be honest, I have been thinking about trying it out. Now, you'll notice I'm totally avoiding mentioning the name of this company or their product. That is not because I don't want to advertise them before they give me money. That is because I haven't decided if I want to have them be a sponsor. And I thought that I'd let you, the listeners, or listener, if there's just one of you subscribing to my podcast and every reader they possibly can, basically I'll let you decide. So, if you go to my website, academicaesthetic.com, you can leave a comment for the post for this podcast. If you would rather, you can go to email me at theartguy@gmail.com. Let me know what you think. Please, be honest. I see good and bad from this. Now, what this entails, if I accept their sponsorship, would be a graphic on my website, plus a short audio clip in my podcast. I don't know how much money that would actually earn me. I sincerely doubt that it'll actually make up for the costs that I put into producing this, between the hardware that I've purchased, some of it on an impulse, I know, and the server space and the domain registration. You know, I'm not expecting to make up those costs, but if it's a sponsorship that will help defray those costs, at least somewhat, I'm thinking it might be a good idea. However, on the other hand, it's advertising on an educational podcast. You know, where do you draw the line? So please, let me know what you think, because I have not been able to come to a decision on my own. AcademicAesthetic.com, TheArtGuy@gmail.com. Until next time, stay subscribed and fare thee well. Talk to you later.